Blog Talk Radio.
I tell you, today is Friday in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Suze Lynn, excited to talk to you today. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada, where we've been in a heat wave. But I tell you what, I'd rather be in a heat wave and understand that I cannot go to hell. Nothing else. I have that in my mind now. That has made up my mind. I can't go to hell. When it's this hot, you know, you understand. I'd like for you to do the thing that we always talk about, and if you'd like to call in, the phone number here is area code 347-324-5730. Again, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730 if you'd like to call in. Again, we also have our little area where we say we'd like for you to sit back, relax, and get a cup of coffee, some water, some tea, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 26 minutes with us. But today I want you to do something a little different. You know, we talk about, you know, when you really are sitting down and there's a conversation that's interesting to you, you don't sit back. You kind of lean forward to get into the mood of the conversation and to understand what's going on, to be able to dialogue and really, you know, really get in there and get the meat of what's going on. Well, the show today is, you know, we had our show last week that we were talking about putting the marriage together. But the first step is, especially when there's been some dissension or there's been a breakdown in communication in the relationship, is to unanger the marriage. Unangering the marriage is what we're going to talk about today. And not only unangering the marriage, but unanger the marriage and heal the family to 1,000 generations. We can do it. I can do it. You can do it. Again, we're talking today about unanger the marriage and heal the family to 1,000 generations. Unangering, taking the fire, that fire that you've been using or you've been holding inside of you for a while that has become like acid in your body, so your words are acid. Putting the fire out, how do we get rid of that acid, that acidity that's destroying the relationship even the more? And then taking that ground that has been has acidic to it, an acidic feeling to it, and putting out that fire, using that soil, like we talked about last week, on Monday, my father, you know, seeing the ground, he used to burn the ground up on one side and he would take a branch and beat the ground. And I thought he was losing his mind, but I realized he was doing it the way of the old when they didn't have all the machinery. He was turning the ground over and letting that ground rest and planting on the other side. For us right now, we're talking about planting new seed. You know, when you get a divorce or a relationship has been bad, the biggest thing that I know for myself, I don't want to go back into that. And I had a pastor that explained to me, Pastor Lee in Arizona, he said, you don't have to go back, but we're going forward. I see my co-host is here, and I don't know how long she'll be with me today, so I'm going to click her in now and say good morning, Lady Kathy. Good morning, good morning. Lady Kathy? Okay.
Can you hear me?
She's there. I hear you now. Good. How are you, my darling?
All right. I am well.
Are
how
you
are
able
you?
To stay on? I'm good. Are you going to be able to stay on with us, or you need to actually not do that?
I'm certainly going to try. If I need to go, I'll let you know.
Okay.
No
problem.
We'll just get started and see where it goes. This is a good show today.
Yeah. Unangering the marriage. And it will actually heal the family to 1,000 generations. That's what we're talking about today. And how to actually turn that ground over. I use the scenario of my dad, who burned up one side of his yard where he had his garden, and how he beat it. I told you about that. He beat it with a cane, and he was beating the ground with a branch.
Yeah.
And I thought he had lost his mind. You know, 6'9", and here he is beating the ground with a big old tree. And I'm like, okay, really, Dad, what's going on? And I realized that because of the year that he grew up in, the age that he grew up in, they didn't have all the technologies and the trucks and the to upheaval the dirt and turn it over. This was their way
yeah,
of turning the soil over. Yeah. And how he explained to me is that you have to rest, and it's biblical too. You have to rest one side of the land after you've tilled it and you've used it, not misused it. But you use that side of the land, and then you switch over and you use the other side. So you've planted while that side was being used, you let the other side rest. And then he had planted the other side, and when he explained it to me, I loved how I remember my dad, and he's 6'9", remember. He would get on the ground on his knees, and he would actually work that ground and put those seeds in. And then he would talk to me about watching for the bud. And in watching for the bud, and this is the same thing for the relationship, after you've gone through everything and the words have been bad and everything has been bad, you have got to go back and fix that thing. So turning that ground back over, adding that fire that you used that was a negative to burn up the bad side, let that land rest and go over and plant into a new side so you can start a new season. You know that song, it's a new season, you know? It's a new day. So those are the things that we want to talk about today. Yeah. How are you doing today?
Well, you know what? God is good. We trust God in everything that we say and do. And there comes a time when you're going to be tested to see if what you've been believing and preaching and talking about all these years is really what you really believe. So we're in a season of testing right now, but we're also in a season, I love what you said, because sometimes you got to beat it up and turn it over so that it can survive and come back stronger. And so that's the season that we're in right now. So it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It just has to be just, you know, it's just something different. I told my husband the other day, I said, we have a new normal now. But you know, we're resilient. We're Christians. We're God-fearing people who know that we're coming back stronger. So when you talk about tilling the ground, man, it's just ground. We're made from the dirt, the dust of the earth.
Thank God.
And every now and then, so every now and then, man has to be tilled. He has to be turned over. He has to be beat up. He has to go through a season of letting that area rest and be restored. And when we take out the anger that builds up in a marriage due to, as you were saying, tension and words being spoken wrong and, you know, sometimes disrespect. But when we go through that, it's important to know that it's temporary. It's temporary. We have to go back and right the wrong. We have to go back and repent. But
also we
have to realize who is in control, and we have to think about the greater good, because we're stronger together than we are apart.
Exactly. My God, it's so good to hear that, too. You know, as everyone knows, I have actually gone through divorce, and I am seeing the residue of the things that have gone, you know, that I felt. And some of it I've said verbally, and then a lot of it I just held. And now with this, I am actually going through the process of unangering the marriage and healing the family. We've talked about that, but I think about my oldest son and both my boys that lost their mother to a car accident, and then I'm gone, and how that has left a void in our family. And so I am in the process of turning the ground back over again. I had a question asked to me, and they said to me, do you think that you'll go back into your marriage? I said, I will not go back into my marriage. But if the Lord decides he wants us back, if he wants us to go together again and he wants to reestablish his marriage, I'm not going back. Lot's wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. I will only go forward, and he has to go forward and see what God has for us on the other side. And if it's a situation that he would be putting us back together, then he would be not back together. He would be putting us together. It would be on a whole other level. Exactly. So that's been a question for me. But right now with my oldest son, I realize that there is a part that I actually am unangering the marriage, and I will heal my children and my family to 1,000 generations. As a matter of fact, I've been watching this thing take place around me as well. You know, divorce is not a good thing. It's just as horrible. The children suffer, and you suffer because you end up being calloused in a way that you don't even really recognize. But there comes a time in the tilling of the soil that you go back and you're uprooting all the things that were hurting, you know, that hurt the children, that hurt you in the marriage. And the most amazing thing about this is if you remember, I don't know if anybody out there has ever pulled weeds. Well, I have. And at that time, I was young and kind of dumb and didn't realize I could put gloves on. But pulling and uprooting a weed, isn't that goofy? But yanking up those roots of the negativity, a root, even if you really think about it, your house. We talked about this before, Lady Kathy, at your house in Ohio, that big, beautiful tree that you had, the roots had gotten where they had messed up the underground portion. And the city had to come out. Thank God you didn't have to pay for it. But they had to come and uproot it from even on the street because the roots had not only gone deep, the negative roots had gone deep to mess up the inside of your house and the plumbing and everything. But even out to the street, the roots had gone there. And it took them coming with bulldozers to uproot that thing. And then you were able to keep the tree. Or if you didn't want the tree, they would have to even dig that all the way out and leave a massive hole in your front yard. But the thing was, it healed the sewage. It healed the street. And you got rid of the roots that were destroying the family. Again, we're using this, again, our story today and our message is unanger the marriage and you'll heal the family to 1,000 generations. Let me hear you talk about that for sure. Yes.
Well, you know what? I'm so happy to hear that because, and you're talking about going through your divorce and the anger, the instant.
Hello? Okay, I think you dropped. Okay, I'm going to talk while I'm waiting for her to connect back.
Okay, sorry about that.
I'm back. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. My son is right now going through a divorce, and so... you know, I asked him, I said, I think it would be best if you would, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I told him, I said, why are you going through this right now? It's best that you go, because my son keeps saying he's angry. And so I told him, I said, why are you going through this? Go to therapy, go to counseling, so that you won't have, he's 25. So that you have to deal with this later on in life. And so he agreed to go. And so right now he's in counseling for his anger.
Mm.
And it's a wonderful thing that he recognized.
Okay, we keep losing you.
Go get some help right now.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing, you know, that he's a young man. I said, you don't want to go through life and 50 years old still trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
So he's had some good counseling sessions that helps him to understand exactly what he is, you know, why he's so angry. And it's not all the time just the immediate situation. It could be something that was in the past that is now raising its head up.
Yeah.
The real product of our environment.
Right. And again, it's the same thing. You went through divorce, and what did they see? And even what did they experience with you being in the womb through all of that? You know what I mean? People don't realize. They say that if you play music and things like that, that the baby can hear that in your stomach. But if there is anger and fighting going on, they hear that too. I see we have another caller, so I'm going to bring the caller in, okay? Wow, this is a great show today. Again, we're talking about unangering the marriage. And if you unanger the marriage and the people, the initial people, how you can heal the family to 1,000 generations. I tell you, I'm simply excited about that. Caller, I have you on 949-529-6999. How are you?
Hello. Hi, this is Melody. I just wanted to call in. It's interesting. The topic that you're discussing is something I'm actually going through now. I have been divorced for over for about 16 years now. I have three children, 16 years old, 17 that's going to be 18 next week, and a 20-year-old. And I know that the marriage of the divorce has affected them. And one of the things that they're going through right now is one of my daughters says their father is currently going to be married soon, and has brought in their household two children, a 7 and a 12-year-old, and the fiance, who they feel like has invaded their space in some ways because there is turmoil in that family. My daughter mentioned something to me saying, how can you bring in a broken family into a family that still isn't even fixed yet? So I know my children are going through a lot of things from their father, and I think one of the things is that, you know, when parents are divorced, they don't realize how much the children is affected because the parents do not know how to distinguish leaving the children out of it. And they go through all the pains and problems that the parents go through when they should not. So they sent me this, 20 list of what parents should not do and involve the children in. And they pretty much informed me that their father has committed all 20 of them. And I feel sad for my children. I really feel sad for them that they're going through that. And now, you know, I'm finally back in their life because their father has finally allowed me to go back into their life. But I've realized that they've been damaged. They've been damaged because I thought they would be safe in their own house. And it really makes me cry. And I know my children are hurting inside. So something's got to happen where they're getting fixed from the inside out. And before they can fix the outside, they got to get fixed inside. So it's 20 years, or 16, 17, and 20 years of pain and anguish of being damaged from parents, involving them. So that's one thing that I'm going through right now. And it's a very bad experience for the children. And, we need help. And I don't know what to do at this point.
Well, the thing you've done already is, like you said, you're listening to the kids. And although you weren't allowed to be physically around them, the real key to it is that you have the opportunity to, again, unanger the marriage, and you can heal the children and the family to 1,000 generations. We talked about turning the soil over from the negative to the positive. Yes. The other part that you have to remember that even when a person goes through surgery, they've had an illness, whether it be whatever the illness is. I'll speak for myself. For hysterectomy, okay, the ovaries are bad. They have to inflict pain where the pain already is to uproot the thing that's causing the pain, and then a healing can take place. So a lot of times the pain is worse before it gets better. But if you keep your faith and trust in God, and even if your children have not seen or been in a church situation, you can pray and change the atmosphere. You know, one thing about it, when a mother's in the house, regardless of what goes on, fathers are very, very important. Matter of fact, happy Father's Day to every father out there. But the bottom line being is when a mother leaves, or a mother is not there to hold her hand, on the kids, there is a real big problem there. The kids, I mean, you really don't know who you belong to. And that, just like I just said a minute ago, through my divorce, you know, because they're not my birth children, I didn't want them to have to make a decision between me and their dad. So even though you're their birth mother and you made the very same decision, as a stepmother, I did the same thing. And the real key is I spoke to my oldest son and I realized I need to unanger the family, unanger the marriage, because their mother got killed in an accident. Here it is that his father and I divorced, and I move out of the way thinking I'm doing a good thing, but really he's been abandoned by another woman. So my thing now, again, is I'm killing the soil. I will be making a trip. I don't care how tired I am. I'm going to make a trip, possibly this weekend, fly to where he is and sit with him, put my hands on him, and love him back into health. And that's all they really want from us. I look at it again. If I don't do that, then how is he going to treat his wife? He's always waiting for her to leave. So I've got to go back and fix that thing and clean that thing up. There's a song, gospel song says, you got to clean up what you done messed up and starting all over again. There's also a song that says, well, they're the same. Don't throw a rock at someone when you're living in a glass house. So what our real key is right now with your children, as long as you, as mama, you show back up. You show them that you're going to fight with them, not against the father, because when you see that there's dissension again, that you're going to fight with them and the father and the wife-to-be, because once he marries her, that's an integrated family. You're married to her and him because of the children. And then when you get married, all of those have got to marry into your new husband. So the bottom line being is that we're going to all take the time. We're going to till the ground. We're going to love on you, that you can love on them and that you have the strength. We talk about the pillars. They talk about the pillars in the church. But if you think about it, there are four pillars in a home when you're building. We call it the foundation. But there are four corners that are the initial startup. And without those four corners being strong, the foundation of the home will always be weak. The foundation, you'll look at the top and there'll be a crack in the foundation inside. We have to fix that. What do you say, Lady Kathy? I want you to get in here. I know you're at the hospital or the doctor's office. Am I correct?
And it's also important. That's why I told my son, I said, because he's going through divorce right now, he said he's angry. I told him, you want to go and talk to a professional person about that so they can help to direct you and lead you and give you guidance on that anger and why you're angry, because he's 25. You don't want to be 50 and angry, but more importantly, you don't want to take that anger into another relationship. And it sounds like what your ex-husband did, he just went and got involved in another relationship, but the issues that were pending were never resolved. So at some point, the whole family may need to go and receive counseling as a whole unit. Even if you have the extended family, maybe everybody can go. Because
exactly.
The children are hurting, and so they bring that to the relationship as well. So it's going to be a strain on their marriage, on their father's new marriage, because
exactly.
of the animosity that they feel.
Right. Well, I tell you what, too. The counselor that you have, we can't advertise it because he's not one of our sponsors as of yet, but I'd like to make sure I get that number, and I'd like to pass it on to our caller and for her children and herself. You never know the roots that are inside of you. But bottom line being, this is what this show is about. We're here, and you see, we are so transparent. As they say, we are naked, and we mean to be naked so that we can heal the next generation. If it takes me being unveiled with all my situations and my illnesses and the things that have happened to me to help you see that you're not the only one, and not only are you not the only one, there is a healing. Each one of these shows, Lady Kathy and I mean, we battle sometimes. Thank God we have each other. Thank God we have this show that we can share with you. So I'm saying to you today, again, we're basically at the end of the show. And I'd like to carry this on next week, if you don't mind. It seems as though the message that God has for us right now is all the different ways to heal the family. But this one, unanger the marriage, and we're going to talk about that next week. And we have our Lady Hilton, Dr. Hilton, with us next week. And we're going to carry it through to Friday and let her give us the biblical principles. And her, as a psychologist, a family psychologist, not only for a regular psychologist, but she deals with the family. And she's a first lady. And her husband is a pastor. These are going to be such amazing tools that on next Friday, next week, period. But on next Friday, get your pens and paper out. Write down the vision. Make it plain. Then you can implement it. We have 4 minutes left, and I want to let you speak, Kathy. But before we do, I'm going to let our caller speak one more time. And then I'm going to actually, I'll kind of go ahead and let you close us out with our sponsors. And be prepared. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. We're even thinking about changing the day of the show so that we make it available to those on the weekends. They've been asking me, what can we do on the weekends on a Friday night or a night that we can all get in, because most are working on the East Coast, on the West Coast. So we need to, the East and West Coast at this time of the day. I'm going to also go ahead and let our caller 949-529-6999. I'm going to let you for a little bit. We have you got about a minute, and then I'm going to pass the minute over to Lady Kathy.
Yes, I was listening. I completely agree about fixing the relationship, and something that was said was by Lady Kathy was that, you know, bringing in another relationship, and that's exactly what my children are going through. I don't think the healing in this case for my ex-husband has been completely done, and he brought in another family. It's in fact what my elders had mentioned to us, and I know it's wrong. However, he needs to see that himself, and I think help from a third party would be the best thing to do in this case. And I heard that, you know, they're seeking help for the children, but I think it starts from the top. The healing can only take place if the my ex-husband in this, you know, situation in their household seeks healing. And even for myself, I feel like I'm stronger now with my faith in Christ and in God. However, I also need to have an eye-opener. I think we all need to start from the basis and heal. The healing process at least will now finally start. So I am thankful for allowing me to listen. It's given me some insight on what should take place, and just need to follow through. But I think most importantly for me, just being there for my children and knowing that they're not going to be abandoned by their mother. And now that they're older, they know that I wasn't there to leave them. It wasn't a situation between me and them. It was between me and their father, and that they should have not been involved in the mess that we were going through. So exactly, so it was a big mess, and now they're going through the process, and I'm glad they're old enough to express their feeling, and we need to address that and not take it lightly, because we do need to fix them before they bring it into another relationship. You know, we don't want their relationship with anyone else in their lives to be that way, to be painful. But thank you.
Well, I tell you what, we have 60 seconds left. Lady Kathy, I'm going to let you. Do you want to say anything, or you want me to just close out?
You know, I just want to say real quickly, it is very important that you guys do receive the counseling that you need, because even with yourself being an you know, now divorced, you may also go into another relationship. So just, you want to heal from the inside out. We know God is the healer, but he's also put together different modalities and people and places where we can go to have complete mind, body, and spirit, soul healing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great. Well, I tell you what, we are at the end of our show, and I'd like to thank our sponsors. Our sponsors, the Enhance a Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that deals with all the stuff that we're even talking about now, anything that's traumatic to you. And I'd like to say to you that if you'd like to call, we have a 24-hour number, That number being 702-683-6373. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. You don't have to talk to a VRU. You can actually speak to a live person that's going to listen and be there for you. Also giving you some tools to work with if you desire or if you just want someone to listen. And also, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Destined for Glory Ministry, which is Pastor Tony Howard and our own co-host, Lady Kathy Howard. You want to give them the address and the phone number, and we're going to get ready to close out until Monday, and we will continue with this conversation. Go ahead, Lady Kathy.
And that's Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries, where the pastor is Pastor Tony Howard. The address is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And the phone number there is 702-364-5679. Our services are on Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Wednesday night Bible study, 7 p.m.
Wow, I tell you what, it's amazing. I thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. We look forward to being with you on next week and every week, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. Join us and enjoy and learn. Come on, it's an enjoyment. It is a blessing to learn. When you stop learning, that means you change. Have an amazing weekend. Stay warm for those of you. Stay dry. But most of all, remember, without a dream, you can't. Have an amazing day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with